Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. The NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Just a singular one tonight. It's me, Eric Scalavino, from Gillette Stadium. Just got off the practice field behind Gillette Stadium, and long practice tonight. Very long practice, but probably the most beautiful night that we've had it so far in training camp. Weather was perfect, cool, sunny, not a very few clouds in the sky. It was just ideal conditions for a long practice. So I think Bill Belichick was probably taking advantage of that opportunity to go a little bit longer tonight with the players who were in full pads on just a great evening to go out there and play some football on a summer night. And the main story of the day, I would say, happened after practice. I'll get to some practice notes in a minute, but afterwards we had our first chance to talk with Logan Mankins upon his return after signing his franchise tender contract, and also all the rookies who were drafted were made available to us. So we had some time to talk with them a little bit. And the most interesting part of this whole day, and Kevin Collins behind the glass was out there observing for some of the time, but I don't know if you heard any of Logan's comments, but the most interesting thing I think he said, somebody brought up, you know, about having signed the contract and being sort of in a better frame of mind this year as opposed to a year ago when he was a little disgruntled with the organization. And because he signed his tender, he's on that sort of deadline by, I think, September 20th is the date when teams can re-sign those players like Mankins to long-term deals, or else they'd have to wait till after the season. And so that issue came up about whether he's willing to stay here long-term. He said that I'll have to go back and transcribe and get the exact quotes later, but just the gist of it was he did seem like he was a lot happier now and just a lot more at peace now with the situation, and seems to have maybe rebuilt some bridges that may have appeared to be burning, or rebuilt some fences. Use whatever cliche you like. But he specifically was asked about Robert Kraft because he was spotted talking to the owner on the field the other day before he suited up, when he was still in shorts and t-shirts mode, and was asked about what that conversation was like. And he stressed, he was adamant that there are no issues, never have been, he said, between him and the owner. It's always been just a business thing. And he was especially adamant about saying that he never called the owner a liar, which I think that was the main story of the day, that he was so focused on clearing that up and trying to set the record straight from his point of view, and just saying that, look, it's not a personal thing. It never has been. We're fine. And I think that's a good sign towards the team and him and his agent getting on the same page for a long-term deal. And, you know, Andy Hart and I have been sort of optimistic about that happening ever since, you know, earlier this offseason. And I think now Paul Perillo, our colleague, is starting to come on board with that. But just very very positive news if you're a Patriots fan and a Logan Mankins fan as far as odds for his possibly returning. Now, again, he's on that September 20 deadline to try to get a long-term deal done while we're still in the season, or else they'd have to wait till afterwards. And I'm not sure that it's going to, you know, especially with all of the activity that's going on now because of the late start and pre-agency and all that, it might be a little unrealistic, but again, that's still a month and a half away. So anything could happen, but it certainly looks and feels like he's in a lot better place now than he was a year ago. Now, as for the rookies, Nate Solder had his first opportunity to get out on the field tonight. He's wearing Nick Kazier's old number 77, and he just inked his deal right before practice started, so it was really sort of a being thrown into the fire deal for him. And as we've seen with him since he was drafted, he's not a very flappable guy. He takes things in stride, and I think today was no exception. Said he went out there, his first opportunity to get out there, Matt Light was not in full pads today. He was still in shorts and T-shirts. So Solder's first opportunity to get out on the field, he was inserted right there at left tackle with Sebastian Vollmer on the other side. And then throughout the practice, he would switch in and out with some of the younger guys along the O-line, maybe the second and third teams that went in and out of there. But he was at left tackle every time he was out there. Didn't really see him moving around too much. It was mostly Vollmer who was going back and forth, and Mark Lavore was kind of anchoring that right side a lot of times, and you'd see Vollmer and Solder coming out there. I thought he held his own for most of the time. I don't know how much of this you had to see, Kevin, but...
I just saw a select few plays, and you know, nothing stood out to me like, oh, he's getting, you know, pistol whipped here.
No, and you know, the one, I think one time when they were down in the red zone in front of our tent down there, we saw him going one-on-one with
Ninkovich.
With Rob Ninkovich, and
he did fine.
Yeah, Ninkovich did a good job. He's a little bit shorter, obviously, than Solder, so has some leverage and got his hands up in the in the upper shoulder pad area. Sort of knocked Solder back a little bit, but he kept his feet. And
I would say he it was fair to say he got knocked back a step, but in general, he held his position.
Mm-hmm. So Solder said, you know, it's probably, he was asked to assess what his first practice was like, and he said, you know, it's probably not as good as I probably think, and it's probably not as bad as I probably think. It's somewhere in between, and, you know, that's probably the right answer for him to say at this point. But overall, very impressive kid. Looked like he didn't look lost out there. A lot of rookies, their very first day, especially, you know, just minutes after signing, could be kind of a whirlwind, and I think he handled himself on and off the field very well.
He certainly stood out in the media huddle because, boy, even with the guys on the stools, and the photogs on the stools, he was way up above everyone.
Yeah, and then right after him, Ryan Mallett, who's only maybe an inch or two shorter, was his turn to address the media. And, again, I thought he did fairly well handling himself with the questions that were tossed his way. He's not a man of many words. He likes to keep his answers short and concise, but I think for a rookie, that's probably the best thing to do on this team. And, you know, obviously people were trying to get the, you know, what's it like to play under Brady thing, and I think he downplayed that very well without being disrespectful. You know, he just kind of saying, you know, look, at this point, I'm just trying to learn what I have to do out there. I have to sort of concentrate on that and getting my timing and my, mental learning curve up as quickly as possible. And, again, he's looking a little bit more in control on the field, I think, than maybe in the first couple of days where we saw a lot of great plays 1 minute and errant passes and what were you thinking kind of plays in the next. He's settled down a little bit more, I think. He's still prone to throwing a wild pass or an interception or two here and there, but overall, I think he's starting to get the hang of it. He, again, like Solder, doesn't look completely lost out there, which is a good sign. A lot of the other rookies talked. It was a little hard to get to everybody and to hear too much, but rookie tight end Lee Smith, talked to him a little bit. A little surprising, as his MO coming out of college was more of a blocking tight end where his strengths lie, but they've been throwing the ball a lot to him, and he's, I think, catching the ball pretty well, considering.
He's doing all right.
And, you know, he acknowledged that, too, that, you know, he's, like any rookie, trying to get better in all areas of his game, but certainly... When Algie Crumpler was released a few days ago, whenever it was exactly, I think it might have been actually the first or second day of camp.
Yep,
that increased his odds of making this team.
Absolutely,
because
he gets far more reps now.
Sure, and even the other kid, the undrafted rookie Will Yeatman, who's another monster. A lot of these really tall but not fat.
They're not
athletes.
Yeah.
These are big, strong athletes who are playing these tight end positions, and even like Solder, who was a tight end, now playing tackle. So first impressions today, talking with these guys now that they've actually been on the field for a little while, they're handling themselves very well with us and with their colleagues and teammates out there and with the coaches. I like this crop of rookies so far in general from what I've seen. As far as practice notes today, I think the story of the day had to be Ocho Cinco, and not for the right reasons.
As Andy would say, Ocho Droppo.
Oh, by far his worst practice, I think, of camp. And coming off what, by all accounts, was a pretty decent practice
last
for him
night
last
night,
he just didn't look sharp today at all. He got open several times, had the ball hit him right in his hands, and it just ricocheted off as if he, you know, his hands were made of stone. Sometimes even in the drills where it's just the receivers, it's just positional drills, and he's running patterns out against nobody. There's no defender. a couple of times passes exactly to his hands, and he dropped them. I don't know what to say about how to explain it, but he's just not having a very smooth start or transition into New England thus far. Little shaky. Now, I wouldn't go jumping off the deep end here, and
yeah.
There's still a month to go. He's still trying to learn the offense, his patterns. There might be a little bit of a disconnect between what his mind is thinking and what his hands are doing. He's probably thinking a little too much right now.
Yeah,
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt there and say that's probably the reason.
He might be thinking too much about, okay, where am I supposed to go as opposed to worrying about the
football. Right, and just being natural and just being a playmaker out there. I mean, because when we saw Moss come in here, day one, he was catching everything. And it was
one
almost
hand,
like
two-handed
matter. One hand, two-handed, yeah, it didn't matter. It was just he was treating it more natural. I think just from what I'm seeing out there, it looks like Ocho's trying to think too much about what he has to do and he's not relaxing.
But on the positive side of her practice note, speaking of it coming natural and having fun, Gronk continues to impress.
Dominating. And I said to you and Fred when we were in the tent, I'm predicting now he's going to be a Pro Bowler this year. And Fred said, yeah, you can make the argument he should have been last year. And he's probably right. But yeah, the kid.
Just having fun.
Oh, having fun and just toying with people.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who's on him. He's having by far the best camp of any individual, I'd say, at this point. And that's great to see. You know, he's had a drop or two here and there, but everybody has their mistakes. Overall, though, he is just dominating. And again, last night in the in-stadium practice for the season ticket holders, again, all reports where he was putting on a show there, unstoppable. They weren't in pads for that session, and you guys didn't have a podcast last night because it was too late, right?
Well, we actually did it this morning.
Oh, okay. So people are kind of aware about what's going on.
You're right.
Okay.
It was pretty late at one point, but we did do a podcast this morning.
So that was really it. We do have to wrap this up because there's a military exercises taking place at the stadium, and so all of us in-house personnel have to sort of clear the way for them. We thank them for their service as usual, and we thank you for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. Friday, there's an afternoon practice. I believe 1:30 is the start time. So we'll be blogging, we'll be tweeting, we'll be doing all the stuff. Another podcast for you late tomorrow afternoon. That's going to wrap it up from Gillette Stadium. Kevin, thanks for your input. And camp just keeps rolling on. We're a week into it. And 1 week from tonight, guess what? First preseason game here at Gillette Stadium. Looking forward to that.
On my front porch swing.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.